The bye week rolls on, but Locked On Bengals isn't taking a break. No, baby, no. It's time for part two. That's right, part two of our interview with Bengals defensive coordinator, Lou Anarumo.
You are Locked On Bengals, your daily Cincinnati Bengals podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What up, and welcome in to another edition of the Locked On Bengals podcast. I'm James Erpine, and yes, we're going to get to Lou Anarumo in just a second, part two of our conversation here on Locked On Bengals. But thank you so much for making us your first listen. Make sure you hit that subscribe button on YouTube, where 11,000 plus have joined the YouTube party. Also, follow us wherever you get your podcasts. And today's show is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/lockedonNFL. In part two of our conversation with Lou Anarumo, we talked about Trey Hendrickson. And you remember when they signed Trey Hendrickson? And heck, we questioned it right here on the podcast. It was all about, can he get that same kind of production with another team when he doesn't have Cam Jordan around him, when he doesn't have all these star players around him on the defensive line? And obviously, Trey Hendrickson is, what, third or fourth on the Bengals' most valuable list? You know, I think one would be Burrow, two is Chase, three is either Cheetah or Hendrickson, and then whatever one isn't three is four, and then you go from there. And so he's become a monster. He's been a disruptor. He's been a game changer for the Bengals defense. And so that's where we'll pick up part two of our conversation with Lou Anarumo, me asking Lou about the decision to sign Trey Hendrickson in March 2021, it paying off, and if he realized how many haters there were out there about the idea of bringing Trey Hendrickson into a, you know, what has become quite a steal at 4 years, $60 million, but took plenty of criticism at the time. Here's part two of our conversation with Lou Anarumo. Lou, you mentioned signing Trey, and I honestly didn't plan on asking you this, but I am curious, because when you signed Trey Hendrickson, obviously it was a big money contract, and you get the deal done shortly after Carl Lawson decides to go to New York. A lot of people said, oh, well, he was productive because of what was around him in New Orleans. And obviously that's clearly not the case. He's proven himself time and time again now. Yeah. That said, did you see that? And if so, what was your reaction when people said that he was just a product of what he had around him and with the Saints?
Yeah, I'm not a believer in, you know, rushers can rush. And Trey, to me, was a rusher from day one. And when given the opportunity to have more, more at bats, if you would, he has made the most of it. And you know, I think he's sitting at four or five sacks right now, but even yesterday, he's hitting the quarterback four and five times every game, and they have to pay extra attention to him. And so he's so valuable to us. You know, I'm not going to sit here and lie and say, yeah, I knew he was going to get 14 sacks, set another three in the playoff, whatever it was, but I really felt like we had a double-digit sack guy for sure.
He's been a pleasant surprise for some. There were some, I read actually a really interesting study that went back and dug into some of his pressure productivity numbers, which obviously has some subjectivity to it, that saw this coming a little bit. I thought that was pretty interesting, because at first I was one of the people that was like, well, we'll see. This is a bit of a gamble in some ways. And he's been fantastic, as you've mentioned. Is there anybody that you've brought in that has surprised you with how, you mentioned Jay Tufele being a bit of a pleasant surprise. Is there anyone else who's really stood out as exceeding expectations?
I kind of knew what Vaughn was, but he's really, his leadership, I had no idea. I knew he's going to be a good leader, but he's unbelievable. I think in that regard, again, we've talked about DJ, we've talked about Logan and Jermaine, Cheeto, the type of human, you know what type of players these guys are, but until you're around them and get a feel for the type of people they are, that would be the biggest surprise. I think we all kind of knew that these guys would be pretty good players. It's you're combining players with great people, and that just makes, again, as I said, it allows us to do what we did last year and hopefully this year as well.
Let's dive into some of the draft picks a little bit more in how rewarding that can be, because you mentioned it, you know, Logan Wilson, Akeem Davis Gaither, Marcus Bailey. And, you know, I think in an interview with Akeem, it was the week Logan was out a few weeks back. I was like, I think this is the deepest the Bengals linebacker unit has been that I can remember. Again, my opinion, but it's been quite some time. And how rewarding is it to see guys like Logan Wilson, Akeem Davis Gaither, homegrown talent, Jermaine Pratt, obviously, too, grow into the players that they've become, where they are productive and they can start if they need to, if they're not starters. And guys like Logan have become honestly underrated and potential, you know, stars, depending on who you're asking.
Yeah, no doubt. It's very fulfilling. It's a part of what we do is player development. And, you know, when you're in line with your, you know, scouts and certainly Duke and those people, it just makes it that much easier as coaches to have the same philosophy, the same mindset on what we're looking for. And then, you know, you come in and these guys are willing to learn and they're athletic and boy, it all, you know, fits together. And, you know, all those guys, we told them and they knew based on last year, like at some point, everybody's going to have to step in. You look at what Joe Bocci did for us last year when he had to start a few games. He was fantastic. So, you know, we feel good about all those guys and the development that they've made.
Speaking of development, just a quick general draft scouting development question. On the defensive side of the ball, let's just stay specific to your half of the ball. What position do you think takes the longest to develop from the college game to the NFL game? I know you've had some pretty powerful opinions about defensive back development and how that works. Is that what it is to you?
I mean, it takes those guys time. It's just a different game, you know, where they can't touch anybody in our league. And, you know, in college, they can get away with a little bit. They don't play as many coverages. Generally, the bigger guys are, they come out physically ready to go, even though some of them take more time to develop, like a Zach Carter, who's, you know, really playing well for us, I think. But their bodies are physically ready to take on double teams in the SEC, and they've done that. Covering Davante Adams is a different stratosphere. And both jobs are difficult, don't get me wrong. But I think from my experiences that the DBs take just a little bit longer.
We'll get back to our chat with Lou Anarumo, but first a word from LinkedIn Jobs, because LinkedIn Jobs is the place you need to go to find the employees that are going to help make your small business run. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the right people for your team for faster and for free, which if you can get quality and you can get it for free, why look anywhere else? LinkedIn Jobs, look, you need to find the right potential hires. You can't waste time training on the wrong people. And so whether it's questionnaires that are going to help you narrow down the candidates that have the right qualifications and experience that you're looking for, or anything in between, including the purple hashtag hiring frame that you can add to your LinkedIn profile that lets people know that you're hiring, small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. So go to LinkedIn Jobs right now and find those qualified candidates and post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/LockedOnNFL. That's LinkedIn.com/LockedOnNFL to post your job for free. Terms and conditions do apply. All right, let's get back to part two of our conversation with Bengals defensive coordinator, Lou Anarumo. I know Jake wanted to get into the chameleon-like approach, so we can shift there, and I'm sure he'll get into some X's and O's and things like that. But I do have to ask you, because during the playoff run, the mad scientist Lou Anarumo, that nickname became like a thing on social media and certainly was discussed. And I think even in the locker room a little bit, even though we weren't in the locker room regularly.
Yeah, Vaughn.
What do you think about the nickname?
I mean, my kids get a kick out of it, but, you know, it's I just think and you guys know me. I just think we got a great group of coaches, and you know, we get in there and we make decisions together. And I feel good about coming out of the room from the coaches with a good plan week in and week out. And you know, we just want to make sure that we do things that may be slightly different each week, but stay within the core of our beliefs. And it's been good for us.
Is that more of a game script thing, or is that a we can do so many different things week to week? You go back to some of the drop eight stuff that you were starting to do more so in the playoffs last year. You've seen some of it this year. Still, you know, a lot of cover three, a lot of cover one, but some weeks where you run a bunch of quarters, some weeks where there's a little bit more cover two. Is that, I guess, what gives you the confidence, or where did that come from where you were so comfortable with these guys going from these different ideas, especially in coverage from week to week?
Yeah, you know, I've always been a believer that in order to be successful in the NFL today, you've got to keep the quarterbacks off balance. And, you know, we feel like we have enough coverages that we can, you know, kind of roll through in certain situations, again, based on how the game is going. Like yesterday, you know, played some quarters, which we haven't played in a while. You know, and, you know, just because that fit what I thought needed to be done to help prevent those guys from getting a big play. But our players, you know, we've practiced all of this and it's not anything new. And there's so many of the different techniques that they just work on every day. And, that's one thing I've always believed in, is that we don't put in a new technique. So I'm not going to ask you, to backpedal sideways all of a sudden in the middle of the year. But I can call a technique. We can call it yellow one day, call it blue the next. It's just, you're just doing it off of a different guy or something like that. And they, oh, okay, coach, I know how to play whatever this technique is. Well, I want you to just do that off of the inside receiver instead of the outside receiver. So you can change things like that. And the guys don't get freaked out that they're doing something totally different. And I wouldn't do that to them.
Does that make it easier when you turn to a Dax Hill, you know, on Monday Night Football, or you turn to a Jalen Davis on a Wednesday and say, hey, you're starting, Mike had surgery, you have to start something? Like, and I know that's two different scenarios. You're talking about more of a veteran versus a rookie, but does that one size fits all approach that help all of those all of those situations?
Yeah, I think it does. And, you know, JD's been around and he played really well yesterday. I think Dak's just still learning, you know. I won't try to give him as much, obviously, just because he doesn't have the experience as the other guys. But I do think that, you know, once he gets it and feels comfortable with it, he'll be just like these other guys and fit in just fine.
When you talk about changing the picture, causing that quarterback hesitation, seems like something that also developed over the course of the year last year that your guys have become more comfortable with is some of that pre-snap rotation, some of the late play clock changes, and just trying to change that picture for the quarterback. And it was noticeable, especially when PJ Walker was in the game to me against the Panthers, where there was that beat of hesitation because BJ Hill drops into a window. And you've seen a lot of this, I think, from you guys this year, creepers or dropping a defensive lineman out. How do you balance when philosophically you like to drop an extra guy out of there, change the picture, versus just playing a more static, or a static has a connotation to it, but you know what I mean? Like, it's not a bad thing necessarily to line up and play something really well. How do you balance that approach when you're trying to figure out how you want to call a game?
You know, again, I think it just goes back to the flow of the game and what we're seeing from the team. Certain times we have calls that, you know, all the time we're going to just drop a guy into a certain area just based on what they're doing. But other times it really doesn't fit because they're more of a, you know, routes that are extending down the field, and now you don't want to lose a guy in the rush. So it based a little bit on, hey, we got this short passing attack this week. Let's try to fill up the underneath zone. Oh, this week they're throwing it more down the field. So it and that's simplifying it, to be honest, but there is some validity to that as well.
We'll get back to our conversation with Lou Anarumo in just a second. But first, I have to tell you about Simply Safe. Today's show brought to you by Simply Safe. If you've ever thought about securing your home with home security, but have been putting it off, you'll want to listen up. Right now, Locked On Bengals listeners can order the number one rated Simply Safe home security system for 50% off. No, that's not a misprint. I didn't read it wrong. No, 50% off. It's their biggest offer of the year, and you don't want to miss it. And this isn't just some sensors that are going to tell you when the door opens and closes, or sensors if a window is open. No, no, no. This is a full home security system to keep you and your family safe, from the professional monitoring that's 24/7 and Well, they use Fast Protect technology that's going to let authorities know when a real threat does arise so they can get to you faster, so they can protect your family to all of the cameras from indoor, outdoor. They're going to find the right security system for you. And yes, of course, custom systems are available. So don't miss your chance to save big on the only security system I recommend. Get 50% off any new SimpliSafe system at simplisafe.com/LockedOnNFL today. Again, it's their biggest discount of the year. SimpliSafe.com/LockedOnNFL. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. Let's get to the conclusion of part two of our sit down with Bengals defensive coordinator Lou Anarumo. Lou, from a rest standpoint, obviously people like us are going to talk a lot about how DJ Reader can heal up some, you know, guys that are dinged up can heal up over the bye. What is this time like for you as a defensive coordinator? Obviously you probably try to get away a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm sure you're also working too. So what's the next, you know, week like for you?
You know, again, Zach does a great job with the schedule. So we were in today with the players. We wrapped up yesterday's game. Tomorrow we'll go out and practice. Tomorrow and Wednesday as a staff, we'll self-scout and kind of dive into what we've been doing and if we have any tendencies. And we kind of keep track of that as we go. But we also really dive into that a lot. And that's kind of what we'll do for the rest of the week. So
is there any getaway? I know some of the players are talking about going somewhere warm. Do you guys get to get away as coaches?
I wish. This year we're going to go my wife and I are going to take a trip over to see my son at WVU. So I'm looking forward to it. They're playing, I think, Oklahoma on Saturday. So I'm going to sit in the stands and just be a fan and yell at everybody. It's like, wow, why would they ever call that? You know, oh my God, they gave up another first down. So I can't wait to be that guy.
There you go. I expect the, you know, multiple videos of you yelling and screaming. And I do want to ask you, cause I've noticed this and it's not just you, but a lot of the coaches post practice runs, pregame runs.
All is Jordan that just, Kovac football.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. Tell me the story because there's more to it.
Well, first of all, I saw the picture of myself in the Super Bowl after 7 months of eating pizza at 10 o'clock at night. And I was like, all right, that's the end of that.
Oh, man.
So I
get that. I gained weight too during that run.
Oh, it's rough. So we all kind of just made a deal that we were going to kind of stick to it. And, Jordan's still young and not too long ago, he was out there playing. So he drives that bus and, he makes sure we get those darn runs in, and it kills me. I know that.
Brian mentioned a free throw contest where you and him went at it during the coaches, I guess the coaches contest essentially.
Yeah.
And he said, both of you struggled. Is that the case? He said you did win though, but
yeah, that's
both
what
struggled.
Matters, right? Yeah. So it's kind of, it's like a base hit, like whether you rip one down in the alley or you dribble one to first, who cares? It's a hit. I won. Yeah. So, I don't remember. I think we either hit one or two shots. It wasn't great.
That's rough. All right. So we won't pick you in any free throw contests moving forward.
No,
it's against Brian Callahan.
I had an off day, but I can shoot better than that.
You would think that Brian, with his quarterbacking background, would be accurate throwing round objects into targets. We might have to give him a bit of a hard time about that one.
I guess not. I'm going to have to bust his chops tomorrow for sure. Remind him of it.
Yeah, for sure. Lou, appreciate the time. This is great. I know, the defense has played really well in the first half. So good luck in the second half. I know you're probably looking at some of those quarterbacks, and it's going to be quite the challenge. So we appreciate the time.
No problem. Yeah. We've got a few coming down the pipe here, but, our guys will be up to the challenge. We'll be ready to go.
Just another opportunity to get into that mad scientist bag of yours that your kids love so much and figure out how to confound some more really good quarterbacks coming up.
I hope so. That's for sure. Yep. Thanks again, guys, for having me. I appreciate it.
Good stuff from Lou Anarumo. If you missed part one, make sure you check that out. But it was a two-part series with the Bengals defensive coordinator. And what a job he's done with this Bengals defense. Last year, obviously, they carried you know, this team in critical moments, certainly came up clutch time and time and time again during the playoff run to Super Bowl 56. In this year, what more could you ask for? I mean, Lou's done an amazing job. I know he interviewed for one head coaching job. We'll see, this past offseason, we'll see if he gets, more invites into, interviews. But yeah, he's a heck of a coach. Has always been good to me. Really thankful that he was able to come on the podcast during the bye. And well, we're not done with the Bengals coordinators. No, because Brian Callahan, the Bengals offensive coordinator, and you could see him right there if you're watching on YouTube. I picked a great shot of Jake with his eyes closed. You're welcome, Jake. That's what happens when you let me record the in-between. But you see Brian Callahan right there. Regardless, we talked with Brian Callahan. Just like with Lou, it's going to be a two-part series right here on Locked On Bengals. A lot of good stuff from Joe Burrow to the offensive line, goals for the second half of the season, and more. So Brian Callahan spent some time with us, and that will come out on Sunday. So just because the Bengals are on a bye, we're still going to release on normal time for Monday morning. You'll have that, and then we'll have part two. We'll come out on Monday evening for your Tuesday commute, or on YouTube, of course, which – we're sticking to our normal schedule, but really excited to bring you these interviews. And shout out to Emily Parker, by the way, for making this Lou Anarumo interview happen on a bye. I know it's tough. Shout out to Lou for doing it. Shout out to Brian in advance for the interview you guys are going to see. So hit that subscribe button on YouTube. Make sure you ring the bell. Hit that like button. Also, follow wherever you get your podcast. Leave a 5-star review because, well, it helps the podcast. And if you're listening, hopefully you want to help the podcast and you've enjoyed that aspect of it. So for Jake Lisco, I'm James Erpine, signing off for now in part one of Brian Callahan coming up next show Sunday evening. Thank you so much for listening to the Locked On Bengals podcast.